Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 16th of April, The Shunammite Woman's Repentance. As the Shunammite woman approached Mount Carmel, Elisha sent Gehazi to ask her about her family. She responded by saying, "It is well." The woman's response does not mean that she was in denial or disconnected from the reality of her situation. Rather, her statement demonstrates that she was not fearful or neurotic. She was not demanding an intervention. This was an expression of her chaste conduct accompanied by the fear of the Lord. When she came before Elisha, the messenger, she caught him by the feet and said to him, "Did I ask a son of my Lord? Did I not say, 'Do not deceive me?'" The Shunammite's response was the same as the woman who washed Christ's feet with her tears in the house of Simon the Pharisee. It was an action of repentance as she reminded the messenger of the response that she had made when the word had first been proclaimed to her. She was confessing that the word had died in her house and the promise had been consumed because of her unbelief. This was now a second time opportunity for the woman to obtain and express faith for her predestination and for the predestination of her son. The child would not be healed through Elisha's faith. He would be healed through the faith of the woman. To this end, she would not leave Elisha, even though he sent Gehazi to raise the child. The woman confessed her faith in relation to the messenger by saying, "As the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you." Significantly, the child was not recovered to life through the actions of Gehazi under the direction of Elisha. Rather, Elisha came to the house with the woman and ministered resurrection life to the child. He then delivered the child back to his mother. The references used in today's devotions are 2 Kings chapter 4 verses 26 to 30, 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 2, and Luke chapter 7 verses 37 and 38. For further study, Luke chapter 7.